Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guest. And, well, we were hoping to have Bob Chapman today, but so far he hasn't called in. Bob, are you there?
Of course I am.
Oh, wonderful. Well, it's good to have you. And certainly, well, you know, I'll tell you, we always worry until we hear your voice there on the line, because then I, you know, if you're not here, I have to talk for an hour.
You expecting my immediate demise? Is that it?
Well, I'm hoping not, because you're younger than I am, and although you're probably far more effective than I am, maybe you're ahead of me on the extermination list. But under any circumstances, certainly the dollar continues falling. Certainly the price of oil is creeping up past that 90. The market was down this morning. Then they reversed it. They knocked gold down this morning, and it came back part way. It's so obvious that everything is being manipulated to control the perception of the American people. Would you agree?
Absolutely. You know, today in the market was a very good example of manipulation. You know, at 3:30 a.m., most of the averages were down about 100 Dow points, and we opened that way, and the market got better, went to close to even, went back up to a minus 93, and of course they closed it up about 35 points,
right,
or something like that. And it's just a continual manipulation. And, you know, it just doesn't stop. The gold market overnight, they were pounding it. And, we started off early today with, you know, this is early in the morning, around 3:30. We were off $9.40. And for the day, it was off $10.40. So they held it all, you know, down all day long.
And, but I noticed it over in Dubai, why it's quite a bit higher. It's holding its own pretty well.
Yeah, well, I think the aftermarket in the excess market right now is about the same. And I think that we'll probably open up unchanged to perhaps slightly softer in the morning. That kind of a hit for $10 is nothing. And, you know, I think what we're seeing here in the market is really what they call, on Wall Street, a dead cat bounce. I know that's not a very enduring term, but that's what they call it. And especially when it's assisted by the criminal forces in Washington, in the Treasury Department, and with the Federal Reserve. And, that's what we can expect when you have corporatist fascist government. We don't have a democracy, and we don't have a republic. We don't have anything. And it's a shame. But America has allowed that to happen, and because they haven't done what they're supposed to do, and that is fight for their rights. And we're going to continue to deteriorate unless we elect a whole new set of candidates for Congress.
Amen to that. And
in the primaries, we have to go after each and every incumbent and get them out of office, and we got to get Ron Paul elected.
Amen to that. Well, certainly won't get any argument from us there. And, of course, I think what's vitally important is for the American people to understand that they are in the process of destroying the value of our currency. In fact, you're increasingly seeing reference to this on the Internet. Most people don't understand what happens when you destroy the value of a currency. And what you really do is you destroy the life savings of the vast majority of the people and the elderly and the pensioners, and it's a means of robbing the people.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
If you're like me, then you're probably coming out of a busy holiday season that involved eating a lot of food. But here's an alarming fact. Some of the food that you had days ago can still be sitting inside your body. It can make you feel tired. It can even cause you to look and feel bloated. You need to get rid of it. Here's a free New Year's resolution for you. Try the Aloe Colon and Body Cleanse. It gently flushes your digestive system and cleans out your colon and body. What does this mean? It means you stay regular. It means that you get rid of all the stuff that's just sitting inside your system weighing you down. And when your body is clear of these impurities, you absorb more nutrients from the food you eat and you feel, simply put, incredible. Want to try Aloe Cleanse for free? Call 1-800-890-3525. Just pay a small price for shipping and handling. Call 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making us all slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months. With a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Genesis Communication Network, and for those of you, of course, are following what's going on, you recall that about a month ago, why the Federal Reserve System, the Open Market Committee, actually lowered the discount rate and the overnight rate, lending rate, not a quarter of a point, but a full half a point, which was highly inflationary. Now, inflation means you're destroying the value of the currency. In fact, many people thought that they might even raise the interest rate to try to preserve the dollar, and they did just the opposite. In other words, it would appear that they are thinking of letting the dollar be destroyed. And certainly everybody in the world is concerned because the dollar is falling. There was a big meeting over the weekend over in, I don't know where it was, but the G7 or G8 got together and talking about stabilizing the dollar, and apparently nothing came out of that. And Bob Chapman in his most recent publication was saying that he thinks that probably the Fed is going to lower the interest rate even further. Is that right, Bob?
Well, the professionals are betting 98% that on the 30th or 31st of this month, whatever it is, that the Fed will lower the rates 0.25%, and then again in December another 0.25%, and they could very well be right. And I don't know that they wanted to abandon the dollar, but in Wall Street think, the elitists only for their own personal wealth and gratification only see a very, very short term. They're planning long term as for world government. It's a different matter. And there's some massive problems within the American banking system, and they felt it was imperative, which they incidentally created, it was imperative that the rates be lowered and some pressure taken off these absolutely horrific losses that these banks have on their books, and they haven't taken them yet. And that's what that super fund is all about. They need about $1 trillion just for the major banks to bail them out. And their intention is twofold. Number one, set up the fund, see if they can sell $80 to $100 billion worth we'll say stock in this fund, participation in this fund, and they want to do that with the public. I would say probably that they want to sell this toxic garbage that they've got in on their accounts, which are collateralized debt obligations, asset-backed securities, and all kinds of different loans that have gone bad. And they want to put them in there at their price. Establishing that, in fact, these securities that they're putting in there have a mark throughout the entire world rating a AAA, and when in fact it was BBB, and for those of you who don't know, it's the difference between being a 10 and a 3. And so that's the difference between, at least by my mind's eye, and I've been doing this for 48 years, I think that's a fair assessment. And so they want to dump this on the public. Now, if the public doesn't bite, then they're going to have to go to the Fed and borrow the money and take the securities and take them off of the balance sheet. But they'll still be stuck with the loans. Now, the intention is, if the public doesn't buy the Superfund, that the Fed will. And the Fed will keep it on their books, and, you know, it'll be just forgotten about. And, of course, the banks will pay that back, the money, over a period of time, long period of time. And, of course, all of this is highly inflationary. The American banking system and the world banking system is on the edge of collapse. And, you know, nobody knows this except the insiders on Wall Street. I mean, this is a very, very serious situation. We're talking about toxic securities that are spread throughout the world, that have already caused the bankruptcy of several entities, and they will continue to do so. And it's not going to go away. And what are we talking about? $2 to $3 trillion?
But can't they just manufacture that out of nothing and just then...
Sure they will. That's what they intend to do. But, you know, we're looking at money and credit increasing 14.7% last month. In an annualized basis, that's over 55%. And we're already getting inflation coming down on us like gangbusters, and it's going to get a lot worse. I expect inflation to be over 15% next year. And, of course, our government tells us in inflation is 2.25%, 2.5%, 2.75%. And, of course, it isn't. Our government, unfortunately, lies about everything. But, you know, if you look at other fascist governments like Mussolini and Adolf Hitler, you've got the same lying and misrepresentation, and we have the same from our government. It's no different than what they were doing.
But, of course, we've seen, you know, 15% inflation in South America, you know, for long periods of time. And it works fairly well until the whole thing collapses.
Yeah, and then the bondholders get stuck. Argentina did that several years ago. And they wrote their bonds down to 30 cents on the dollar, I believe, and capitulated their debt. And so the country has done very well since then, because the world economy over the last 5 years has done very well because of the tremendous amount of money and credit that's been fed into the system by not only the Federal Reserve, but almost every central bank in the world.
And, you know, I was really so surprised to see at the rate of increase in the money supply. And you mentioned in one of your recent news and others that certainly China, I think, is, what, 30% or so? And Russia is 30 or 40%?
Russia's over 50, and China's about 18.6.
Okay.
And it varies from month to month, of course. I mean, the figures on the in the European Central Bank are 11.6%. In England, it's 13.6, and on and on. I mean, this is a coordinated effort. You don't have a whole group of central banks, with minor exceptions, doing things that are coincidental. There is no such thing as coincidence. It's planned that way. And they talked about this, and about 3 years ago, in the case of the U.S., probably 3.5 years ago, they started to increase money and credit from a level of around 6 to 7% up to the levels that it's at now. And everybody did the same thing. And the idea was to liquefy and keep deflation off the doorstep, and at the same time hide all the mistakes. And of course we had misdirection. And during that period of time, we had Afghanistan and then we had Iraq. So people will be looking over there at the problems rather than the fact that the box of Cheerios or shredded wheat that you just bought was downsized and you're paying the same price, but you're getting 10% less product. The people haven't noticed that. And so that's what's going on, and it's all deception, and it's going to continue, and it's going to get worse, and there is no way to solve the financial problems of the international banking system. It is going to collapse, whether you like to hear that or not. It's just too bad, because that's where we're headed, and throwing more money at it isn't going to help. I mean, Greenspan came out yesterday in an interview, I think it was in Paris, and wherever it was, he said, you can't do that. It's not going to work. And, you know, he's the master of creating liquidity and pushing it all over the place. And so he knows what he's talking about. And now that he's out of the position of having to make the decisions as chairman of the Fed, maybe he's speaking his mind to some extent.
Well,
but anyway, it's very, very serious. And that's why I continue to tell people to get their money into gold and silver-related assets, because it's the only real money. And they will go up during a time of inflation, and when deflation comes, which it will ultimately, silver will not go up. Silver will not hold its own. It'll probably go down. And so it'll be gold alone. And that's the safest place to be.
All right. Well, if somebody's invested in silver now, would you suggest that they hang on to their silver until such time as, you know, it's run as high as it's going to go and then transfer from silver to gold, or just get into gold now?
No, the way you said it first. You know, you can be in the silver market for the next couple of years because we're going to have hyperinflation. And the inflation is being created today. At this minute, won't show up in the economy for a year to a year and a half. So if they keep on doing what they're doing another year, that means that it won't show up for 2.5 years. And so we're going to continue to have inflation until it doesn't work anymore. And so if you own silver, you keep it. You can buy it. It's a good investment. I like junk bags. I think that's the best way to buy it. And gold coins, yes, gold and silver shares. As well, give yourself some diversification. And I also recommend for people who are wealthy and have extra money, or they're elderly, they don't want to put all of their assets in gold and silver related assets, then what they do is buy some Swiss franc government bonds. They only pay 1%.
We'll be back in just a moment. Hold that thought.
Ted Anderson from Midas, October 22nd, 2007, gold 750, 40-ounce gold coins can be purchased for 773.57, 381.40 for half, 190.70 for quarter. That's 773.57, 3.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mined supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headaches.
Reduce your pain or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Money in bonds, or in pensions, or in annuities, or in CDs, or certainly in anything that is tied to the dollar stands to lose it. And our plea to you is begin making your plans now. It's late, but you can still preserve much of what you have. It is the people who do not make preparations now, who leave their money in dollar-denominated instruments, which are going to already be wiped out and impoverished. Would that be a fair statement, Bob?
It certainly is. It's been a long time coming, and the catalyst was going off the gold standard on August the 15th, 1971. And from then on, for the United States, it's simply been all downhill, you know, from a financial viewpoint. And we've lost just about all the buying power that we had on the dollar at that time. So if you had a dollar, and you kept it and didn't do anything with it between 71 and now, your buying power would probably be 3 or 4 or 5 cents. And that's a sad commentary.
Well, I really believe that is absolutely true. They have intentionally inflated away the value of the savings of the elderly. But you see, this inflation is an invisible tax on the poor people and the middle class. But the rich people understand what's going on, and believe me, they're protecting themselves. They're getting the money out of the country. They're going into things of intrinsic value. But they're certainly not leaving it in the bank as they would like you to do. And certainly, this is one way, of course, they have of doing away with the national debt, because they simply make it disappear by inflation. Problem is that everything is coming together. Next year, the baby boomers start retiring, and there's no money there in Social Security for them. And in a few years, why, they'd be eligible for Medicare, and the whole thing begins to crumble at that time. And then, of course, we've got the rising price of oil. We've got the carry trade, which is, certainly have been playing a large part in creating the inflationary spiral. We've got a massive derivative market out there, and if it ever begins to come unraveled, we'll be in real trouble. We've got a massive trade deficit. We've got a massive federal deficit. In fact, has there ever been a country that has been as great a debtor nation as the United States is today?
Well, it has, a number of them, and for, you know, a various group of reasons. But, you know, we're right up there with modern governments that have made terrible mistakes. I mean, just in the last 10 or 15 years, Argentina. And, of course, there's a classic example of 1922-23 Germany, which was called the Weimar Republic. And, you know, history tells us that if you continue to get money and credit, you're going to have problems, and it doesn't get any more difficult than that. And central bankers, as well as politicians, like to see a continuation of their reign, so to speak, and that's why they do these things. And it's nothing new. I mean, when Julius Caesar was in Gaul, he would clip coins. And they were silver, and he would essentially cheat his troops, which is not a very smart thing to do. But evidently, they were impressed by his leadership. But cheating on currency is nothing new.
And, of course, I think where we're headed right now probably will be into another war. That's how they're going to try to, undo all of this. And as a result of the war, why, they'll just say, oh, well, that's why the currency was destroyed. And sorry, folks, but everybody has to suffer in wartime. After all, look at the sacrifice those troops are making. How can you complain just because we've destroyed the value of your life savings? Do you see a war coming as a possible solution for the central banks, and then they can blame all of that on Osama bin Laden or the war?
Well, that's what they think. And I don't think they're going to get away with it this time. There's too many people who understand what they're doing. I mean, I predicted the invasion of Iraq, and I predicted that there would be an event such as 9/11. I didn't know exactly what the event was going to be, but I knew they were going to pull a false flag operation somehow. And they very, very well might do it again. Yes, they would like to go into Iran because they want to steal their oil, and they want to obliterate their civilization just as they have that of Iraq. And
you hold on now. We're going to be right back in just a moment with Bob Chapman.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S.,
including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
If you're like me, then you're probably coming out of a busy holiday season that involved eating a lot of great food. Imagine how much lighter you'd feel if you cleaned out your body and freshened up your digestive system for the new year. Imagine how incredible it would be if you got rid of all the extra bloat in your belly. Well, now you can, with a free 2-week supply of the Aloe Colon and Body Cleanse. Aloe Cleanse gently and naturally flushes your digestive system and cleans out your colon and body using a natural blend of herbs, probiotics, and fiber. What does this mean? It means you stay regular and get rid of all that stuff that's been weighing you down. And when your body is clear of these impurities, you absorb more nutrients from the foods you eat and you feel, simply put, incredible. You look better too, guaranteed. Want to try Aloe Cleanse for free? Call 1-800-890-3525. It's absolutely free. Just pay a small price for shipping and handling. Call 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525.
I'd like to stand back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Bob Chapin, and our telephone number, of course, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you have a question for Bob, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. But before we go on, Bob, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, how they can get a sample issue of the International Forecaster. I would point out that it comes out twice a week, 25, 30 pages, sometimes more. And I always look forward to it. It's jammed full of all sorts of important information that anybody out there who really wants to protect themselves and their family needs to have. Go ahead, Bob. How can people get in touch with you, and why should they get the Forecaster?
Well, the Forecast is about business, finance, economics, and social and political issues all over the world. And that's why they should get it, because they'll really find out what's going on. We publish by email on Wednesdays and Saturdays, and we run around 25 or 35 pages each time. We also have a hard copy that goes out twice a month as well. If you'd like to reach our site, that address is theinternationalforecaster.com. The International, FORECASTER.com. For those of you who have questions or want to talk about your portfolio or something like that, there's no charge. You can email us, and that address is international_forecaster@yahoo.com. international_forecaster@yahoo.com. And you can get a free copy by going to the site, or you can call toll-free 800-375-4188.
All right. Now, of course, what about gold and silver stocks? Do you think that's a good place, at least for people who have a certain amount of gold and silver put away? Do you think they ought to be getting into gold and silver stocks? And if so, which ones?
Well, I do. And the reason why is that there's a lot of leverage in the stocks. And, of course, there's more risk than there are in the coins. In the coins, the numismatic coins have the best chance of and I should say graded numismatic coins, have the best chance of appreciation, and they have in the past. And as I mentioned before, 90% silver bags for those of you who want silver. And if you want more leverage than that, which is built right into the stocks, then you would buy good quality issues such as Agnico Eagle, whose symbol is AEM. They're on the New York Stock Exchange. Or Silver Standard, whose symbol is SSRI, which is over-the-counter, but it's a very, very well-known company. And those are relatively conservative investments in that venue. And for those of you who would like to speculate on the possibilities of exploration stocks, you could try Capella Resources, which is CPS.V, or Helix Ventures, which is HEL.V, the V being for Vancouver. And those stocks are selling in the 70, 80 cent area. And so that gives you some balance if you want to get involved in stocks. And any stockbroker can handle the trades.
All right, fine. So, oh no, we're not acting here as financial advisors, just giving people ideas of some of the things that they can think about at this time. What about platinum as an investment at this time?
Well, I think it's very good. It is expensive in as much as it just recently hit a high before today. And how much higher it's going to go, I don't know. I would assume if the hyperinflation continues, then if gold and silver is going to go higher, so will platinum.
Well, certainly we're seeing wheat going up. We're seeing corn going up. We're seeing so many of the commodities going up. And certainly the foodstuffs, this is the thing that's really going to impact on the average individual, the price of orange juice, the price of milk, the price of meat. All of these things are just really beginning to take off like a rocket. And when do you think the American people are going to catch on to the fact that the government is lying to the American people?
Well, I don't think that, and I'm talking about the adult population, I don't think that some, perhaps 25% of them will ever figure it out. And that's just simply too dumb. And there are people who are not too quick who will figure it out. And that would make up approximately half of the people in America. I think we have to keep in mind that 55% of Americans are functionally illiterate. And only about 9% of Americans read things, magazines, newspapers, whatever. They depend upon the television for just about everything. And if they don't do that, they must do other things because they're not cultivating their minds in that capacity. And so I think that it's not an easy process of making people understand because some people just don't care and they're incapable of understanding.
Well, they're going to have to care sooner or later. I just hope that they'll find out before it's too late and their life savings has been destroyed.
Well, living under a bridge and not having any food really tends to wake people up. And there's going to be a lot of people who are going to be losing their homes, over a million people. And there's not a lot of places to rent to take care of those people. And yes, they should have never had homes in the first place. We can blame that on the Fed and the banking system because they're the villains in that case. And, of course, the people who got the homes knew they really shouldn't have had them. But, you know, it was a dream that they would, and so they overlooked that. Now, after a year or two, maybe 3 years, they're in and out of their homes and in foreclosure. And so it's going to be a long, hard road, and it's going to hurt more at the bottom of the economic scale than it is anyplace else. And the people who are going to pay the price are people who probably make under $50,000 a year.
Well, it's really such a tragedy, but the way this scheme is set up, it's really to exploit and impoverish the poor.
Well, Bob,
well, all kinds of socialism do that. You know that.
I know that.
Whether it's communism, a socialism, a fascism, they were all created, you know, by the same group of people. And, you know, they play those things off against one another, making us think that there's a difference between communism and fascism or socialism. When, in fact, the genesis is the same.
Absolutely. The same people financed the fascist movement, to finance the communist movement, to finance the Nazi movement that are in control of our government today and moving us towards a fascist America. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And certainly, you know, reading your latest report, the glowing terms about the new jobs this past month. What, were about 90,000 new jobs, something like that? And doesn't that sound pretty good?
Well, no, because you need 150,000 to 200,000 a month to keep up with the population. You know, we have a tremendous amount of illegal aliens in the United States, somewhere between 20 and 30 million, and they keep on having lots of children. And so those figures are very, very deceiving. In fact, I would say we need 200,000 or more jobs just to stay in place. In other words, like you're running in place, you're not getting ahead. But you need 200,000. So 90,000 is not very good. And that's a lie. We didn't have 90,000. We lost jobs. But the government is lying about the statistics. And I know how to tear them apart. I know why the figures are what they are and what the real figures are. And you know, people in the economic and analytical community work for brokerage firms and large corporations and government, and they don't dare speak out because if they do, they'll lose their jobs. And I, you know, look at all of the instances in our government where people have spoken out and said, no, somebody's stealing this or somebody's doing that or whatever. They lose their jobs, they get destroyed.
Well, you know, I think
our government destroys them.
I know you're absolutely right. And, Chris, the interesting thing about the jobs is that so often when people lose their jobs, then they get another job. Why, of course, then they're no longer put on the list of jobs. But so many of the new jobs that people are getting are paying far less than what they were getting before. And the combination of a decrease in salary and then the increased cost of living, this must be putting a terrible bind onto a lot of people.
Oh, it sure is. I mean, especially, we'll just take one instance. People in United Auto Workers who were making 31-something an hour, most of them now are making about $12 an hour. And, you know, if you get a mortgage and you've got children, you can't make it. And so you lose your home and you have to go rent someplace. And more often than not, it's in a neighborhood that the schools aren't as good and your kids get in fights, and, you know, today in schools, you know, children come with guns and knives and all sorts of terrible things, and it's just a total breakdown of our society, and that's all planned by the people from behind the scenes to destroy our economy, and they're doing that through what used to be called British mercantilism. And today it's called free trade and globalization, offshoring and outsourcing. Same difference.
Well, you know,
and they're just shipping all the jobs out of the country.
Well, you know, one of the interesting things is that apparently the various countries are forming these sovereign investment funds, and they're coming over here and buying American corporations. We see China coming over here. It's starting to buy up American corporations and financial institutions.
And they're going to ship them out of the country. That's what they're going to do. And all the jobs will be lost. They'll go to China or India or Norway or wherever they're going to go. These people want to dump dollars, and they're going to dump them. And they figure the best way to do it without, you know, with the least amount of heat from the U.S. government is to go buy things, you know, fire half the people, strip it down, and move it over to your own country. That's what's going on. And it's going to get a lot worse.
Yeah, and I really think it will. I mean, China has, well, they've had about $1.3 trillion of assets, and a lot of that, probably at least $900 billion of that's American dollars, maybe more. And they got to do something with that. They don't need all that money on hand. And so what's wrong with them coming in here and buying up America? The only trouble is that we will no longer have America owned by Americans. It'll increasingly owned by foreigners. In fact, when I gave my talk on the financial tsunami, 25% of our major corporations were owned by foreigners. And I'm sure it's a lot worse now.
Well, it's going to be a lot different in the future as well. And Americans are going to find themselves eventually having to migrate to foreign countries to make a living. And so, you know, if you're an auto worker, you'll have the opportunity to go over to China and work in General Motors plant over there and live like the Chinese do and get paid what the Chinese do. Either that, you're not going to eat. And that's what they're up to. They want to break the back of the U.S., the Canadian, and the European economy so that we'll get on our knees and accept world government. And that's where that's what they want.
And, you know, I know you're absolutely right, Bob, but the average individual finds it so difficult that anything could be this planned, this diabolical, this anti-American. Why would Americans want to destroy America? And I think the answer is very clear, because they have a different loyalty. Their loyalty is not to America, but to this idea of a world government. And when you understand that, then everything that's going on really begins to make sense, doesn't it?
Yep. It's just that there's not enough people who know what's going on. And that's why you and I do whatever we do each week. I do 15 programs a week, and I'm sure you do as many, if not more.
I do about 25.
You know, we're the last of a dying breed, because after what's in our heads is gone, it's over.
Well, Bob, I do believe that a lot of our listeners out there, those who listen to you and listen to me, are learning. And so I'd love to do an open line program. I usually do it every Wednesday evening for an hour. And it's amazing how many of my listeners really do grasp what's going on. Now, not all of them do, but an awful lot of them do. And I think that what you and I are doing is really educating the next generation to pick this up when you and I aren't here. So that they will not have to go through the long learning curve, because believe me, it took me a long time to realize how phony communism and the threat of communism was, how phony the threat of Fidel Castro was. I mean, it's all contrived. It's all showbiz. It's all, of course, keeping idle minds busy so we can't see what's really going on in the world. Well, we've got about 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program. So what's the thought that you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Well, again, get out of debt, get into gold and silver related assets if you have the money to do so, plan for the future, and plan, you know, about having enough food in your home if you lose your job, enough payments ahead so you don't lose your house. You know, get rid of as much debt as you can. It's extremely important.
But, of course, isn't debt a good thing to have in an inflationary spiral? We pay that debt back with depreciated dollars.
Well, you can do that by buying gold and silver-related assets, and in so doing that, you'll be able to make money, and in turn, you'll have more buying power to offset the effects of inflation, and you'll be able to stay ahead.
Amen to that. And I think people are just going to have to start making their plans. They have to understand what's going on. And of course, once again, let's get the telephone number and the address out there for the international forecaster so people will be able to get in touch with you. Because, ladies and gentlemen, you really do want to read the international forecaster. How can they get in touch with you and get the information?
You can call 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Or go to our site, theinternationalforecaster.com. theinternationalforecaster.com.
All right, fine. Well, Bob does a tremendous job, and I don't know how he is able to turn out so much material, you know, twice a week, but it's a great newsletter. I'm sure you're going to enjoy it. Well, Bob, certainly, to anticipate that the price of gold is going to really go up, where do you think it'll be by the end of the year?
Well, I think we got a shot at 1,000. I don't think there's anything in between. And I question how much gold the central banks have left that they want to sell or they can sell. And I see both Britain and the United States have been swapping gold, which means that they've been either leasing or selling gold forward. And they don't have good delivery gold, which means they're at the bottom of the barrel. They're using coin melt, which runs around 88 or 90%. And that's a very good indicator. So I think we're coming close to the end of the road where we're going to see, continue to see, any central bank selling in the markets.
Okay, we're out of time. God bless. Thanks so much, Bob. Bye-bye.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making us all slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months. With a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Dan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and certainly if you want to really understand what's happening financially, let me suggest a couple of things. One, we have a pamphlet we put together, 4 or 5 of my newsletters, called The History of Money, What You Need to Know. That's the history of money. Then we have a DVD or video. It's called The Financial Tsunami, and it comes with a syllabus, and you really, really want to get the two together, and you get a decreased cost if you get the two of them together. We have the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, which if you haven't read it, you must. It certainly is the best single book out there to explain how they create money out of nothing. And it's not the money that they print, it's the credit that they create. Simply, if you have $100 in the bank, they can lend out, you know, about $800 based upon that $100. That's credit. And this is what they're increasing so rapidly is credit, not only in this country, but throughout the world. The Creature from Jekyll Island, Anthony Sutton's excellent book, the best enemy, pardon me, the The Federal Reserve Conspiracy, and then Andrew Dickinson White's excellent book entitled The Fiat Money Inflation in France. Now, I do believe we are on the verge of some very serious problems. I believe that the government will probably create some sort of an incident to justify getting us into a war with Iran. And when that happens, we don't know what's going to happen next. But you should be making preparations. The government's telling you you need to make preparations for an emergency. We have an excellent DVD. It's called Sheltering in Place. How do you prepare your home if you're not going to, if there is some sort of a massive attack on America and you don't have any place to go? Don't panic. You're going to know what to do if you've seen the DVD, Sheltering in Place. And then we have a great four-tape set. Nobody else has anything quite like it. A four-tape set on civilian defense. And it's a four-tape or four CDs. We have the book. It was government publication. Nuclear War Survival Skills, which you can get, and of course if you get that, if you want, you can get a little kit to tell you how to build a radiation meter, but you have to have the book, which, because there's about 40 or 50 pages there in the book that tells you exactly how to build it, but everything you need to build it is in this little kit. Inexpensive, and it's going to take some time on your part, but it's a lot cheaper than the $200, $250 radiation meters they have out there. Then we got a great book called Making the Best of Basics. And it just tells you what to do if you go to the store and there's no food there. I mean, what do you do with wheat if you have wheat? I mean, how do you prepare food? How do you make it tasty? What do you need to have on hand? Making the Best of Basics is a great book. And then, of course, we carry the potassium iodate, which you'd need to have on hand if there was a problem. And then, of course, if you need to get emergency foods, we have a catalog. But many people have those catalogs and they haven't ordered yet. Don't put it off. Get whatever you can afford. Or if you don't get it from us, get it from some other place. But start laying in emergency food supplies. If you need a water filter, if you need the barrels, you need the pumps to get the water out of the barrels, all the things that you might need in the way of grinders or for your wheat, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We also have a health catalog that lists all the various vitamins and other minerals that you ought to have on hand. And one reason you ought to, because, of course, as far as radiation is concerned, the medication which would have protected you from radiation, the government has absolutely refused to even allow to be produced in this country. And they've done everything they could to discourage it. And one of the things that will help you, of course, is certainly large supplies of vitamins. And this is covered in that CD or four-tape set on civilian defense. But, of course, you would like to have access to some of the various vitamins and minerals and other things you would need. Again, our number 1-800-544-8927. Just ask for the health catalog. And then, if you'd like a regular catalog, you need to get our newsletters. Go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. Start listening to our programs there. Of course, you're welcome to watch our free DVDs, listen to our to read our newsletters, and then encourage others to do it. And then pray for America and pray for Radio Liberty.
The following is a typical call for Dr. Ritter's Colon and Body Cleanse System.
This is Kimberly speaking. How can I help you?
I just heard a radio show with Dr. Lauren Ritter, and he was talking about colon cleansing.
Right. Everyone should consider cleansing their system to remove the buildup of harmful toxins that make us feel sick and tired.
I feel bloated, especially after I eat.
Dr. Ritter has a formula called Aloe's Colon and Body Cleanse. It gently cleanses your system and removes the harmful materials inside of you.
It's sort of like sweeping the colon clean, huh?
But a lot of people notice a big difference after they use it. They say they feel lighter, more energetic, and they have comfortable bathroom habits again.
How do I get started?
Call now to find out how to get Dr. Ritter's Colon and Body Cleanse risk-free. Call 1-800-890-3525. It's safe and guaranteed. Call 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for this next hour, they're going to be the views of Ames Holbrook. That's Ames Holbrook, who's written a great book called The Deporter. And, of course, most people know about, of course, our border patrol agencies, the people down there. We've interviewed a number of people from the Border Patrol, Immigration and Naturalization Service. But there's another division of government most people have never heard about. And those are the people who actually deport illegal aliens who are criminals who are here and should be sent back to their country because of criminal activity. And the difficulty that Mr. Holbrook had when he was a deportation agent for the government was that many of the countries that these criminal aliens had come from didn't want to take them back again. And so here is somebody who's trying to, you know, get people out of our prisons and send them back home, and the countries won't take it. But even more frustrating is, there would be laws, and there are people in Washington, D.C., who would take these cases of these criminals, and they would say, well, this guy's a murderer and a rapist, and his country won't take him back. Set him free. Set him free? That's, you heard me right, Ames? That must have been terribly frustrating when you were releasing people that you knew were rapists and murderers, and there was nothing you could do about it.
Dr. Stan, it was incredibly frustrating. It still amazes me. I've been out a few years, and the problem is not getting any better. It's getting worse. We have a government that doesn't stand up to these countries who refuse to take their own citizens back when they're criminals. It's very frustrating, and it's a frustration that is still there for every deportation officer in the field.
And, of course, there are not that many deportation officers, are there? I mean, it's really a rather small elect fraternity.
That is correct, Dr. Stan. There are several hundred of them, and it needs to be up in the thousands. And I hope that one day our government does increase the number of them. But in the meantime, the first thing we need to do is address this problem of importing criminals from other countries and releasing them here in our community.
And it's one thing, of course, to have them here. It's another thing, you know, after they've been tried and convicted of heinous crimes, to release them into our population. And yet I'm reminded, of course, what Saddam Hussein did just before the Americans attacked. He opened the jails and released 50,000 hardened criminals. These were not political criminals. These were hardened criminals, and he released them in the streets. He armed them to create chaos. And in many respects, that's just almost what we're doing here, except we don't arm them when we release them, but they can sure get a weapon if they want to, can't they?
That's for sure, Dr. Stan, and many of them do. Many of their governments are behind their location here. Their governments have put them here to get footholds for criminal organizations, and their governments have put them here to cause chaos, exactly as you described. And then when we try to put a lid on this chaos, when we try to remove them to their home countries, their countries say, no, we're not taking these people back. And there's a logic there, at least, right, Dr. Stan? But when our government turns around and then says, okay, well, in that case, we'll release them here in the United States, that's when all the logic is gone.
Well, of course, you would understand why the other countries would want to disrupt our country. But
right,
why would our high officials, and of course, if you read Amy's book, it's called The Deporter, you'll find out that time and time again, he would have these hardened criminals and try to get them deported. And then, of course, when he was blocked from getting them deported because their own countries would not take them back again, and then he would get orders from Washington, D.C. to release them. So we're going to be back here in just a moment with this truly incredible story that Amos tells in his excellent book, The Deporter.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show the victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now, our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last year. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website or more information, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making us all slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months. With a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is James Holbrook, and he's talking about a man named Rodolfo who had a number of assault convictions and sexual assault convictions, and he wasn't all the worst criminal, but he was a habitual criminal. They knew, of course, he was released, he was going to go back to crime, but he understood how the system worked. And so you tell the story from there.
Okay. Rodolfo, who was a career criminal, as we've said, a very violent criminal, had gone into immigration court, and although Rodolfo had actually come in illegally from Mexico, once in immigration court, he had convinced the immigration judge that he was Cuban. And this became a matter of official record and part of his deportation paperwork. He, for purposes of our government, was a Cuban citizen. Now, that doesn't seem like a big issue to say that you're Cuban when you're Mexican, but Cuba happens to be one of the many countries that resists receiving its criminals back.
In other words, if we have a Cuban here who's a criminal, they won't take him back again, and because in fact they opened up their prisons and their insane asylums and sent all those people here, and we accepted them. What sort of madness would that be?
That is exactly what other countries are doing to us too, Dr. Stan, and many governments are seeing to it that their criminals get into America one way or another, and then they're keeping them here. And Rodolfo had cloaked himself in a deportation-proof persona. By the time I had him, he was listed as a Cuban, and therefore getting him back to Mexico would have been difficult because he had no documentation to show where he was really from, and all of our paperwork said he was Cuban. And of course, getting him to Cuba would have been impossible also, because Cuba does not take back its criminals. And there are many countries that resist taking back their criminals, but Cuba is one of the few that states as a matter of national policy that they will not take back their criminals.
And of course, aren't the others countries like Vietnam and what is it? Is it Laos?
Laos is another. And then those are the ones, Vietnam, Cuba, and Laos, actually state, as I said, as a matter of point-blank national policy, we will not take back our criminals.
But you know, certainly we've given Vietnam most favored nation's trading status. We've done everything we could to lend them massive amounts of money to build up their economy. All we would have to do is say, we're going to stop allowing you to export your products to the United States unless you take back your criminals. Why don't we do that?
Well, that's what we ought to do to Vietnam and Laos and the former Soviet republics and China and all these countries that are putting their criminals here and keeping them here. Why don't we do it, Dr. Stan? I believe it is because our government is doing the easy thing, because we citizens are not holding them accountable, or we have not yet. But I think that's because most people up till now did not know this was happening, did not know that their government was actually inflicting harm on their own people by releasing these dangerous criminals into their communities.
And if you give examples like the country of Guyana, and Guyana doesn't have that as a policy, they just always figure some excuse for not taking their criminals back again.
That's right, Dr. Stan, and Guyana is a great case to bring up. I'm glad you did, because Guyana is a country that refused at one point, in the way that you say, they didn't, they pretended they did, but they actually did not take their criminals back, and so we had to release them, so we stopped issuing visas to citizens of Guyana, and I mean any citizens. The State Department cut them off, and guess what? Guyana started taking all their criminals back. It worked so well, in fact, Dr. Stan, that our government said, hey, they're taking their criminals back, so let's issue visas to Guyana again. And, of course, once they did that, Guyana stopped taking their criminals back again.
It's just almost, the whole book is just full of these examples, and it's so frustrating because Ames and the other people who are trying to do a good job are blocked at every turn, not only by the country and the other, by the governments in the other countries, but by our people within our own government, who seem to have a predilection for wanting these criminals, hardened criminals, to be released on the American people after they've already been tried and convicted in this country. Well, you did have fairly good results, actually, with China, at least for a time, didn't you?
I did, Dr. Stan. I had for my entire, from the entire period of my book, I had good results with China, but that was the result of an unauthorized deal that I made in the book. It's chapter two, with the vice consul of the People's Republic of China. And that began my jump into the whirlpool of forgeries and deceit and coercion and lies. That's what I had to do to get these folks back to their countries. And I did enjoy great success, and I did enjoy professional elevation and respect. I got a lot of folks home, but I did it in a way that was unapproved, and I did it by writing my own rules. And that shouldn't be the case. The deportation officers, the rest of them who do it honorably, should be able to get the same results. And they would if our government, if our political leadership didn't prevent them from executing their mission.
And if this is really the story, basically, of all the things that Ames had to do that were really, of course, in many respects, illegal. They were not immoral, but they were certainly illegal by our standards here in the United States, by the standards of the people who seem to want the criminals released. And eventually, of course, he had to make a choice whether he was going to continue doing what he was doing, even though he'd been promoted. He had a very key position. And, of course, everybody was very laudatory to what he was doing, but it was because he was breaking the rules, and eventually you had to make the decision which way you're going, didn't you?
I did, Dr. Stan. I made the decision in the end. I realized that I wasn't going to be able to beat my own government, and all the rule-breaking I was doing was amounting to losses on both sides. And there's a point, and I describe it in the book, when I start counting the aliens that I've had success with, and those are the ones that I actually got out of the country using these unapproved methods. And then I compare that with the roster of aliens that I've had to set free, these dangerous criminals, as you mentioned, the rapists, the child molesters, the murderers, that I've had to set free in our own communities. And I stopped counting when that list outnumbered the first one. My failures outnumbered my successes, and I realized that there was no winning against this government policy.
And it says you gave up a very, very good, good-paying job, and sent him with all sorts of wonderful benefits and retirement, and you gave it up as a matter of principle, and you've written this book, and you're trying to sound the alarm. And what sort of response are you getting from the public as you tell people this story over the radio or by whatever other means you utilize?
I think that a lot of people, most people, in fact, are shocked. Few can believe that our government would do this to us, would inflict harm on our people. I mean, we are allowing other countries to put their assassins on our soil to kill us from the inside. And we're talking about really dangerous people. If you looked at this from another perspective, if these other countries put uniformed troops on our soil that did the same damage, that killed the same people, we would call it war. I mean, they would be invading and attacking us. But somehow, even though the results are the same and even though the principle is the same, foreign governments placing their operatives on our soil to kill and otherwise harm Americans, we, for some reason, are giving them a pass, and we're not recognizing it as an act of aggression against the United States, and I think we need to.
And I think it's important for our listeners to understand this is not everybody in government. This is not a condemnation of the entire government, but it is a condemnation of certain people who've been placed into very key positions within the Immigration Department, who are really want these criminals released. And of course, you get this long list of these hardened criminals on a regular basis, criminals that you are going to have to release in the general population, unless, of course, you could figure some sort of a gimmick or guise to get these people back to their own countries.
That's right, Dr. Stern.
And of course the book really tells the story, and apparently you have to have travel documents. You need a travel document or a TD from China or from wherever you're going to send this to. So basically, you were able to get an awful lot of people into China, weren't you? Because you had a good working relationship with high government officials.
Yes, I did, Dr. Stan. When I made a deal with the Vice Consul of the People's Republic of China, I was actually invited to the consulate for one of their functions, one of their big celebrations, a banquet, and at that we shook hands and sealed the deal, and he also introduced me to some other consular officers, and it was the entire trip was based on the unauthorized deal that I'd made, and the fruits of that continued throughout my career as a deportation officer, and it was as if the only way that I could have this kind of success was to make deals that I wasn't allowed to make.
And of course, this one deal you made was actually to turn loose a dope dealer in this country. He had already been tried and convicted, but if you hadn't, of course, made a deal to turn him loose, you wouldn't have been able to get out dozens of others similar and probably far worse criminals. So for some reason or other, why this fellow in the consulate wanted you to turn this man loose, and of course you knew you were going to have to anyway.
That's right.
But of course you did it, and in return, why, of course, then he agreed to take some of the other criminals, criminals that otherwise would be haunting our streets and plaguing our people today. We're going to be back in just a moment with Ames Holbrook, the book, The Deporter.
Ted Anderson from Midas, October 22nd, 2007, gold, 750, 40-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $773.57, $381.40 for half, $190.70 for quarter. That's $773.57, $381.40, and $190.70. The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Let Sears keep you warm this winter with a new Carrier or Kenmore heating system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you call Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 12-107. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Call now for your new heating system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746. Sears, where it begins.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Ames Holbrook. His work, his book is called The Deporter, and it's an excellent read. And, you know, I read an awful lot of books, so when I give a good recommendation, it's an outstanding book. It's a frustrating book because I can identify with Ames. He's always been somebody who is sort of a nonconformist, and, well, I guess that's always been one of my curses. If I thought something was wrong, I stood up and said it was wrong, and that doesn't necessarily always make you any friends when you're involved in and specifically in a political situation, but at least people know where you stand, and I think in the final analysis, we're answerable to God. Well, of course, basically what Ames is saying is that he doesn't know whether Congress of whether, at least in the past, the president had known that we were actively releasing hardened, convicted criminals onto the streets because of the policies of people in Washington, D.C. But Amy says he is certainly a worthwhile, that he is firmly convinced that the president does know about this. Why would you think that President Bush would know about this? Do we have any evidence that anybody's ever really told him that we are intentionally releasing hardened, recalcitrant criminals, who are certainly, just because we can't deport them? I mean, it would be far cheaper in the long run just to put them in prison and throw the key away.
Well, you're right about that, Dr. Stan. It would be better to throw them in prison. I mean, it'd be better for us and our safety to keep them in prison and throw the key away. But even that would be a taxpayer expense, and it's a compromise, because the thing that needs to be done, the thing that we really should do, is get them back to their countries, and we do have the power to do that. And President Bush has mentioned in his speeches for years now the catch-and-release policy of the government. Now, he may not know that he's talking about serious criminals, but he has mentioned serious criminals, so I believe that he must know, and even if he didn't before, he certainly does now, as does Congress. I mean, there's a congressman's quote on my book. I'm talking about Representative Tom Tancredo. He read it. So there are congressmen who know, and I'd like to think that the president knows. And I think that this is the number one immigration emergency facing our country. And there's no reason at all for our government not to exercise power and send these criminals out of America.
Well, of course, for our listeners who don't know what the Catch and Release program is, and incidentally, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. After the INS, of course, gets someone at the border, catches them, if they are Mexican, why ordinarily they simply put them onto a bus and take them back to Mexico, so then releases them so they can try to come in again. But if they are from another country, perhaps outside of Central America and Mexico, why, of course, they are not in a position to immediately release them, to immediately deport them. So they tell them to come back in 60 or 90 days for a deportation hearing, and they never come back again. That's what's known as catch and release. We release them in Mexico, or the others, and they may even be terrorists. They may be from Muslim states. But we immediately release them because, after all, we don't have any holding facilities. These are people who violated our laws, and we don't know whether they're hardened criminals or not, and they don't even try to check them out. They just release them. But these are not necessarily criminals. What, of course, Ames is talking about are the people who've been here for a time. They're here. And, of course, some of these come in legally as well as illegally?
That's right, Dr. Stan. Once an alien has been convicted of a serious felony, then we put him in the same category as an illegal alien, even if he has a green card, even if he came in on a valid visa, or even if he came in as a tourist from a visa waiver country. Once these folks have been convicted of serious crimes, then they all have the same immigration status, and that is ordered deported, and we need to get them out of the country.
And of course, if we don't get them out of the country, we have two options. Put them back into prison and, of course, pay for their imprisonment, and many of these should be in prison for the rest of their lives, or simply turn them loose. And, of course, we're doing what's the most logical thing. We're turning them loose on our society. And if you say that sounds like crazy talk, you really need to get the book, and of course we have this validated from other sources. We live sometimes in a world gone mad, and I think there are only a few of us who are still sane. And of course our guest is Ames Holbrook, who was sane, who tried to do the right thing when he was working as a deportation officer, and eventually very much commended and holding a key position there. But of course he found he could not do what was logical. He could not do what was right for America, which is why he left. And of course, he's written a book, and we recommend it to you. And when we get back, of course, we'll welcome your calls, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to RoyalPurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Well, we've got Jay who's calling from San Diego. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And, of course, we're going to actually carry the book. We think it's an important book because it certainly demonstrates very vividly the insanity of what's going on today. And, of course, it helps to explain so much of what's going on as far as immigration is concerned, because so much of what's going on with the rest of immigration is absurd. But this, of course, is the most absurd of all things. Our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you'd like to, of course, call and talk to our guest, Ames Holbrook. And, of course, if you want to order the book, 1-800-544-8927. Before we go on, though, Ames, do you have a website at all or anything you'd like to get on?
Well, Dr. Stan, there is a website that the movie folks have put up in the interim. It's the deporter.us.
Deporter.us. And are they going to make a movie out of this?
Well, they're working on it, Dr. Stan, so we should see it. We won't see it for another year or two for sure. But in the meantime, the book is the true story. I'm sure Hollywood will put their own spin on it. But the book is available everywhere, Amazon.com and all the bookstores. And, of course, the number you just gave.
And, of course, it's called The Deporter. Well, we've got Jay calling from San Diego. Hi, Jay. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I do. We're going through some bad fires right now, just like the ones we've had in 2003.
Right.
Right.
And that fire in 2003 was started by a camper, you know, someone out in the desert. I believe he was lost. I'm wondering, you know, I can't help but feel like this is something maybe people who are sneaking over the border have started, you know, being out there in the desert. And if so, what are the chances, if your guest has any opinions, what are the chances of that being started by illegal immigrants?
Well, Jay, I can, of course, we don't know yet whether it was, but I can say with 100% conviction that we are getting arsonists from other countries, and there have been arsonists that I have had to release who have caused untold damage with their arsons, and I have had to release them to the streets, and that is happening even today. I'm talking about felony arsonists from all different countries, and as Dr. Stan and I have been talking about, our government is not making their home countries take them back, so we release them here. And naturally, when you're talking about somebody who is an arsonist, a firebug, this is behavior that will be repeated when he's released. And sure enough, these guys go out and set more fires, devastating fires.
Anything else, Jay?
No, that was it. Where can I get the book? Is in just it's in bookstores, or is there a
it's
website?
It's in bookstores. You can call our 800 number 544-8927. It's called The Deporter, and we think it's a great book.
Okay, great. Thank you very much, Dr. Stan.
All right,
thank you, Jack.
All right, fine. And of course, once again, our telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Now, Sydney, being an arsonist is really sort of, you've got to be a psychopath to be an arsonist and to enjoy, you know, lighting fires. But you would think, of course, you would put these people in prison and keep them there. Oh, no, we couldn't do that. We would, of course, be infringing on their rights, and so we're gonna turn them loose. They're not even sent to prison. They may have been sent to prison and then turned over to this division of government. And then, of course, once they can't get rid of them, why, of course, they are turned loose. Now, we should have camps. We should have places where these people are kept imprisoned so they will not disrupt our society. And what's really so infuriating is because this type of criminal personality, the people who commit crime after crime after crime, but there's nothing you can do about it. They're actively being released knowingly, intentionally, and purposely into our community. And, of course, it really doesn't make sense from a logical point of view, and if it isn't logical, then there has to be another explanation. Our number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we've got Mike calling us. Hi, Mike, how are we doing?
Oh, good, Stan. I have a question.
Okay, go right ahead.
Our Brookings Institution and the CFR have been floating ideas for increasing the numbers of our military personnel by granting U.S. citizenship to foreign nationals in exchange for, you know, like a four-year military service. So what are the chances that some of these people you've been dealing with would be included in these numbers for military service in exchange for citizenship?
Has anybody ever suggested that? We know sometimes they take criminal elements from our prisons and put them in the military when they need additional personnel. Why couldn't we take these criminal foreign elements and put them in?
That's a very, very good point. And did you say your name was Mike?
That's Mike, right.
Mike, I think that's a very good question. And it's something that I had not even contemplated before. But now that you mention it, it's absolutely possible, because if we're not going to get rid of these criminals, if we're not going to send them back to their countries, and if we're going to take no for an answer from these governments who keep their criminals in the U.S., then absolutely, they're part of the pool here who can certainly sign up for the military and take advantage of some kind of a deal like that, where not only would they get into the army, and of course we don't want folks like that in our military because they're liable to continue their crimes wherever the military sends them. And it's not good for unit cohesion. I can say that as a former soldier. But also, you know, if we put dangerous people on the path to citizenship, then we're really undermining the entire fabric of the United States.
I agree with you totally. Anything else, Mike?
That's it for nothing.
All right, fine. Thank you. So, and again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question for Ames Holbrook. H-O-L-B-R-O-O-K. His book is The Deporter, and of course he was a very high-ranking government official, and of course it worked his way up through the ranks, and really had a very, very responsible position, until he finally decided that morally he could not continue doing what he was doing, because try as he would, and breaking all the rules that he did, and of course the book is really the story of his experiences, and he's really quite candid with some of the things that he did do, trying to get rid of these criminal aliens or criminal immigrants to the United States. But finally, as he added it all up, and he realized he was releasing back into the community far more hardened criminals than he was able to get out of the country. He just felt that it was an exercise in frustration. When did you actually leave the service?
I left in April of 2002.
All right, so we're talking about a little over 5 years.
That's right, and unfortunately, I wish I could say that it's changed in 5 years, but unfortunately, the countries are still refusing, and in fact, you can imagine, Dr. Stan, when some countries notice that other countries are keeping their criminals in America, using America as a criminal dumping ground, then more countries look at this and say, wow, that seems like a good idea for our country, too, because criminals are harming a lot of our people, and if America is going to take them, then let's put ours there also and keep them there.
And, of course, the thing is that no country wants to have a lot of criminals, and especially if they're going to have to come back and commit crimes and then be apprehended and then put into prison, and then that country is going to have to pay to keep them in prison. All the better was just to come make up an excuse as to why you will not get travel documents so that they can be brought back to your country, and then you can leave them right here in America. And the other, of course, is Mike. Point by me is Ames' point is so well made. If they set in, of course, foreign soldiers to disrupt our society, it would be an act of war. And this is an act of war, but the American people don't understand that we're under attack from a criminal element, but it wouldn't even be a problem if it weren't for the fact that there are people within the upper echelons of our government who are insisting that these people be released. Have you ever had an opportunity to talk to any of these people at the national level and find out how they can possibly rationalize turning these hardened criminals loose on an unsuspecting American public?
No, Dr. Stan, I would love to have an audience with Congress or the President to ask them exactly what rationale there could be. And I think you and I both know, Dr. Stan, that there is none. The idea of allowing foreign governments to plant their most dangerous criminals in America and leave them here is bad for the United States. No doubt about it. There is no question. And there is no defense for what Congress and the President are doing right now.
Well, because what about does the average person who worked for the Immigration Service, the Border Patrol, even understand this? Because I've interviewed people from the Border Patrol, and none of them have ever raised this question.
You're right, Dr. Stan. A lot of agents, even within the Immigration Service, don't realize that they are, when they risk their lives and bring in these hardened criminals, as many Border Patrol agents do, as many special agent investigators do, and of course law enforcement agents from all the police forces, both state, city, and federal in America, risk their lives to bring these folks in. They don't realize that we're going to end up dumping them into the streets if their home countries don't want them back.
But of course, we can understand they're petty criminals. But these are hardened criminals. These are murderers. These are rapists. These are people guilty of the most violent of crimes being turned loose on the American people. And that, of course, which is so not unexplainable, unconscionable, and, of course, people might say it's insane, but I would like to suggest that there really are people who have a different worldview. And, of course, they are actually forcing concerned people working for our government, like Ames, to release these hardened criminals. Doesn't make sense, but this is the way the game is played. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And this is the story of this one division of government, which is actually releasing the hardened criminals who are, of course, increasing our crime, and, of course, our crime rates are already out of proportion. What most Americans do not understand is that today, in the United States, there are 7 million Americans in prison, probation, or parole. Now, there are 2.1 million in prison, and, of course, the other 5 million are on probation or parole. And, of course, we're increasingly becoming a surveillance society, increasingly becoming a police state. But why aggravate it by, allowing people like Fidel Castro to get rid of his criminal elements? And then, of course, what we do when he gets there's the international incident is our government favors Fidel Castro, as they did with the case of Elian Gonzalez, to build up Fidel Castro's prestige throughout the entire world. Why would we do something that's foolish? And then, especially when he will not take his criminal element back and he sends them to the United States. Do you think that some countries actually have a program of sending their criminals here?
Well, Dr. Stan, I believe they do. I think Castro's plan is disputed by very few people, that he actually dumped out his insane asylums and prisons. And we see that the former Soviet Republic, in many people's estimation and in some documented stories, have infused our refugee pipeline. We're talking about countries from Russia, Ukraine, Belarus, all the old former Soviet, to place their gangsters and establish footholds for their syndicates here in the United States. And we see the same with China. We see the same with many of these countries, the Southeast Asian gangs, across the board. And it makes sense for them to do this. And if America will let them do it, then there's absolutely no reason not to. And, of course, they would want to get their footholds in America where the money is, for their syndicates, and also they would like to dump their worst into America so that America will have to deal with them rather than their home country.
Well, because we find certainly these criminal elements like this MS-13 and a couple of other these criminal gangs, and increasingly we're seeing a rising tempo of violence and lawlessness in our cities, and not necessarily even our bigger cities. I certainly live in the North Shore of Monterey Bay, and Salinas is, of course, always having murders and gang fights and gang shootings and all sorts of gang activity. And, of course, these are people who've come from other countries, and, of course, they're plaguing our people here, and yet it doesn't seem that we're really doing much of anything to stop it.
That's right, Dr. Stan. In fact, on the contrary, our government is encouraging it by not standing up to their home countries and forcing them to take these criminals back.
And, of course, one of the interesting things, just as an aside, and I got this from a Lieutenant General, Mike DeLong, who was a really assistant head of CENTCOM in charge of the Middle East before the 9/11 attack. And he said that certainly just before the United States invaded Iraq, Saddam Hussein opened the doors to his prisons and let off 50,000 hardened criminals. 50,000 hardened criminals, gave them all weapons, and DeLong didn't say that, but we know that the city of Saddam was issuing everybody who wanted a weapon, and this just increased the lawlessness there in Iraq when our forces got in, especially, of course, when the police were dissolved, where we disbanded the army, and we had no means at all of maintaining law and order, and 50,000 hardened criminals have now been released from the prisons, and because it didn't help at all when we closed down the electric plants and the water generation and the sewage and closed down all the factories, so nobody's got a job and created a chaotic situation. But those 50,000 criminals that should do an awful lot of trouble, how do we have any idea how many criminals that your division, the deporters, actually were forced to release onto the unsuspecting American people? Is there any measure of that?
Well, Dr. Stan, you're asking me to cite numbers that I don't necessarily trust, but I have heard the, and I know that I stay away from numbers also because our government can easily cook them.
All right.
We know that it's in the tens of thousands already, and the tap is open. So whether we are releasing these aliens, I like to use the sinking ship analogy. You know, if your boat's taking on more water than you can bail, Dr. Stan, then whether that's a gallon a minute or 1,000 gallons a minute, you're going to sink. And our country right now is releasing dangerous criminals into our communities faster than we're deporting them. So whether that's at a rate of 3 a day or 10 a day or 100 a day into our communities, then we're going to sink. As a country, we will sink.
Of course, if you're out there in the listening audience, we hope you want to get Amy's book. It's fascinating reading. It's a fascinating problem. And, of course, I have my ear fairly close to the ground, and it really wasn't until, of course, I read the book that I understood this part of the problem. I understood the catch and release program, that we actually have a program of intentionally and purposely releasing people who violated our laws from other countries and telling them to come back for deportation hearings. Less than 10% do that. Why bother to catch them if you're not going to try to, you know, do anything about it? Why even bother to have a border patrol? Or maybe that's what it's really all about. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
This is George Whitehurst Berry with the Genesis Communications Network. Welcome to our new program, Crash. Are you ready? In the coming weeks, we will focus on alternative economics as well as alternative health and survival topics. We are now in the largest debt bubble in U.S. history. A subset of the debt bubble is the real estate bubble, and I believe we are in the beginning stages of what could be the biggest real estate crash in our nation's history. For crash updates, visit our website at HearOnOnline.com. That's HearOnline.com. HearOnOnline.com. That's HearOnline.com.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer for fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and our guest was Ames Holbrook, and I do hope that you enjoyed our interview with him. I think this is a very important subject. The book, of course, is called The Deporter, and it is available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we also have a four-tape set. In fact, we have two four-tape sets on immigration. We're not trying to stop immigration. And you have to understand why it has to do with this North American Union. So we have a four-tape set on the North American Union. and another certainly upon globalism, because that is what's really behind all of this. It is part of an effort to destroy and disrupt our society so that we'll be forced eventually to go into this world government. And out of the chaos that is coming, certainly with the economic collapse and, of course, with the coming war, and then, of course, the increasing tempo of violence in our country, increasing lawlessness, eventually the American people will say, gee, maybe giving up our sovereignty of America has failed. And, of course, what we're going to have to do is just give up our sovereignty and go along with what the elite, because they're going to take care of us. Ladies and gentlemen, America has not failed. It is simply our government has been taken over by people who have a different world view, who do not believe in our Constitution, who have sworn to uphold it, and then, of course, they are traitors, because their loyalty is to the New World Order, the New World Religion, and, of course, the New World Leader. And, of course, you really need to get the DVD. We have an interview with Constance Cumby entitled The Emergence, fascinating material. We have a 4-tape set with Constance Cumby on the going into the background of this New Age movement. And, of course, both are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Because if what I've described today doesn't make sense, then there's another explanation, and that's why you need to get my book or my see my DVD on the Brotherhood of Darkness. And then you need, of course, to watch the DVD, The Forbidden Secret, and get the syllabus that goes with that. You need to get, of course, the 4-tape or 4-D CD set, The Secret Behind the Secret. That's The Secret Behind the Secret. And then, of course, we hope that many of you want to get the award-winning DVD, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. That's The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. Riddles in Stone, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version of They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. Because these all fit together, and they begin to reveal that there is another force out there that nobody wants to talk about. And, of course, you have to have a logical explanation. And for years, I could never make sense out of what was going on in the world, why it was from the inception of communism, the wicked communism that's killed probably 150 million people, that, of course, our government and our great corporations and our banks would have financed communism. And if you doubt that, you need to get the book, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy, or the DVD by the same title with the same author. That was Professor Sutton, an interview I did with him. You need to get the book Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution. And, of course, you need to get my latest little pamphlet, inexpensive, The Communist Capitalist Alliance. We started financing communism back in 1917, 1918, and we're still financing it today, even though we're having to borrow money to keep going. We're still funneling money into Russia, even though they have over $440 billion in reserves. Why would you do that when of course, the Soviets are, Russia is financing and helping the Iranians, and, of course, giving them the sophisticated weaponry that will be used against American forces during the coming war, against our naval forces. And, of course, if we do lose a ship over there, or a couple of our ships, and remember, it'll be, of course, with Soviet weapons. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, that there's another force out there. There's an X-Force, and you need to learn about it. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com.
Job stress, painful relationships, unbearable money pressures, deteriorating health conditions. Are political uncertainties and a world spinning out of control keeping you from getting the restful sleep your body desperately needs? It's true. Researchers now know that insufficient sleep can lead to dangerous health problems, including immune system impairment. But before you reach for addictive pills, listen to this exciting news about a breakthrough in safe and restful sleep. A new product called a sleep generator is now available and is remarkably simple to use. Just pop the sleep generator in your CD player and hit play.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.